On behalf of the Baylor Board of Regents and Baylor University, I bring you the President-elect, the 14th President of Baylor University, Judge Kenneth Winston Starr.
To a standing ovation, Kenneth Starr introduced himself to the Baylor family yesterday, not as the independent counsel whose work led to the impeachment of a president, but as an academic leader eager to further acquaint himself with the community he's been tapped to helm. In his address, he touched on the responsibility that comes with the Baylor name.
It was said just earlier today, Baylor has a magical name, and that when you go around the country and you say, I went to Baylor, that has a great and powerful meaning. And so I pledge to you my energy and effort, such modest though they may be, in carrying that Baylor message, of carrying the mission and going into all the world.
The decision to name the Dean of the School of Law at Pepperdine as President of Baylor University is controversial in some circles, as his name is still in many ways synonymous with a scandalous time and partisan divide. In a speech that touched little on his past roles and accomplishments and was not specific about his visions for the future, Starr did nonetheless touch on areas that some people questioned upon hearing of his hiring. The first was the idea of academic freedom and the assurance that differing ideologies and viewpoints are welcome and encouraged.
And freedom of conscience, which includes academic freedom, which is one of the foundational principles of what binds us together. Freedom of thought. All voices are welcome to the community.
And in a university that has previously seen contentious relations between faculty and the president's office, Judge Starr laid out his interpretation of his relationship with the faculty and his idea of shared governance with them.
One will expect freedom to nonetheless be ordered liberty through a process of governance, and that, in the ancient traditions of the academy, is faculty governance, and I embrace that. We need to learn, as those who've been called to be servant leaders, from our faculty and to support and encourage the faculty. And the one statement I made of significance, if any, to my colleagues on the faculty at the Pepperdine University School of Law in 2004 was, it is my vision of the role, and it's very simple, it is to be like Barnabas in Acts of the Apostles, to be an encourager. Now tell me, how can I encourage you?
Starr will take over for interim President David Garland, who has served since John Lilly was dismissed by the Board of Regents in the summer of 2008. Dr. Garland, who also received a standing ovation for his service, talked about what Starr brings to the office of president.
Well, he brings a gentle spirit, enormous experience, and he also brings real star power to the office of President of Baylor University.
Garland also spoke glowingly of the experience Starr brings from both the academic and public sectors.
Well, he's clearly had academic leadership responsibilities and has been extremely successful in moving the rankings of the Pepperdine Law School up enormously. And to me, that's invaluable because he already understands the way the academic world works. And he also brings a breadth of experience outside the academic world, which I think is of extraordinary benefit to Baylor University.
Starr, who will take over on the 1st of June, spoke to the media after his address, which was attended by hundreds at the Bill Daniels Student Center. He touched on a number of issues that he'll be tackling when he arrives.
Well, I think one of the challenges we need to look at is the cost of higher education in the United States, and Baylor is not immune. Baylor is a great bargain. Go to Kiplinger evaluations and you'll see Baylor's a great buy, but it's still expensive, and so I'm very mindful of that. That's very much on my heart. And then we also want to just build the institution. It's already on the road with 2012, which is a great plan, and we're far along in that. Now we need to look at the next stage, the next chapter after 2012.
Judge Starr, who joked that he is one of the few people on the West Coast who looks forward to trading in the shores of Malibu for the streets of Waco, also said he's looking to continue to strengthen the Academy's relationship with the greater community.
I had such a wonderful conversation with your mayor, who's got several months to go, but really to get her advice and counsel on how can the president of Baylor, whoever that person is, can really be engaged and involved in the community. And she's going to be, I think, a very important advisor to it. But also through the Chamber of Commerce, through business, through civic leaders, through the professions, We want to be as engaged as we can be.
It is a homecoming for the native Texan who moved to Washington decades ago and served as a clerk under Supreme Court Justice Warren Burger before eventually becoming Solicitor General and then Special Prosecutor in the Whitewater Affair. He was greeted yesterday with both excitement and some consternation. A small group of students protested outside, with counter-protesters welcoming the judge to the university. KWBU's Jackie Davenport will have reaction from the Baylor community, which will also be available at kwbu.org. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.